Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
What? How much do you reckon a Pokemon card would go for these days? Ultra rare.
A Pokemon card.
Charizard, first edition, 1999 Pokemon game card. It set a new world record.
A lot.
For the franchise. Yeah, you're right. A lot is correct.
That's my guess.
$305,000.
Goodness me. I'm sure there's a lot of people, probably around my age, that have got Pokemon and... What was the other one? Digimon?
Yes.
Digimon cards.
Digimon. Yeah, right.
I reckon there'd be a lot of stacks of those in some boxes up in the roof.
But you know what?
Drag them down.
I bet you'd be the same as I had a lot of original Star Wars figures.
Yeah.
And you know what? Eventually, the key. Yeah.
Well,
they went to my nephew, and I don't think he hung on to them for that long.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I probably, you know, lost a few, buried a few, burnt a few, you know.
Okay. Well, that's strange.
These are the things you do when you're a kid.
Okay.
It's all part of the process. Anyway, yes, I didn't treat them well.
No. So, look. No, you could have been a millionaire, but hey.
Yeah, who knows?
Hang on to those little things.
Good news on the COVID front. IKEA is reopening Smarland.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What's that?
Do you not
know? No.
Do you not know what Smarland is?
Smarland?
What do you think Smarland is?
I've no idea.
It's where the smart people go in IKEA.
Okay.
It's the mammoth ball
pool. Clearly, I've never been there. Oh,
well, no,
okay.
It's the ball pool and it's the childcare bit.
Right.
At the front.
Smarland.
They do have good names, don't they?
I never knew that's what it's called.
This is since the start of the pandemic. It's been shut.
Oh.
So now kids can be left with the store's childcare workers, but they'll be temperature checking kids on arrival, refusing entry to anyone that shows sickness. You'll be asked a list of virus-related questions and kids will be asked to wash their hands before they're allowed to play.
Cool.
They'll also limit the numbers in there too.
Can I imagine washing all the balls in the ball pit? Can you imagine? Whose job is that?
I don't know.
Just to take each one out individually and wipe it?
Probably. Or do they just douse the whole lot in some kind of disinfectant?
They shut all the doors and press the button and it just blasts.
Please make sure there's no kids in there to do that. That'd be great. Ooh. Yeah, but at least your kid would be, you know, hygienically clean when they come out the other end. Apparently all of the Smarlands.
Stop.
And I feel like it has to be said with the accent. Across Australia were closed, obviously. Ours is the first one to open. So there you go.
Excellent.
And apparently, very clear skies I noticed this morning. If you want to do
some... It was a beautiful sunrise.
Yeah. Well, if you want to do some sky watching, you want to do a bit of, you know... That's what it's called, isn't it? Or is that a James Bond movie? Anyway, if you want to go and check out... Apparently, Mars is closer than it's been for a long time.
Okay.
Every 2.25 years... Well, okay, not that long, but there you go. But you'll have to wait a few years before it'll be this close again. So just after sunset in the northeast sky, it'll be the brightest orange bit in the sky. I say star, but it's not a star, until about early November.
Oh, okay. So look out for Mars.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Well, of course, the Mandurah Boat Caravan four-wheel drive and camping show kicks off Friday.
Woohoo!
At David Gray's Arena, a.k.a. Rushton Park, runs across the weekend. Food, entertainment, plus info, displays, all the stuff you need.
Anything you can need for outdoorsy activities, basically.
Yeah. It's worth pre-purchasing your tickets. It'll save you standing around. Check Mandurah Boat Caravan four-wheel drive camping show.com.au or... win your way in with us a bit later on today. It is Foot Health Week, the 2020 theme. Get back on track. Fit feet for a better you.
Okay.
And apparently today you can register for a free foot assessment, an online one. You find info about that at podiatry.org.au.
Okay.
Get your feet on track. And in the US today, it's National No Bra Day.
Hey.
Yeah.
Which, whip them off.
Yeah,
I can see you left yours at home.
I did, and I apologise, which is in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, see?
Yeah,
so
right.
It's not just a completely random idea that I came up with. It's
that's
also
creepy.
It's also
ladies. Do you know what day it is?
I think you'll find it's national, not permanent. Anyway, it's national. Also, transfer money to your Sunday.
Oh, so last week it was
the daughter. So it's the son's turn today.
Okay.
And October 13th is also National M&M Day.
M&M, as in the wrapper or
chocolates?
The chocolates. Okay.
And if you're wondering, M&Ms are inspired by Smarties. Smarties came first.
Does that settle the argument?
Well, apparently, the son of the founder of the Mars company saw soldiers with snacks of that sort during the Spanish Civil War. Right. That's how far back it goes.
Wow, and perfected them because everybody knows M&M's are better than Smarties.
Oh, don't even. No, I'm sorry, we can't be friends. Nikki and DeMello doing the Tuesday run for you on Tuesday the 13th. Is that a thing?
Nah.
Well, it's the scary.
Why is Friday the day that the 13th is spooky on?
It's an excellent question you ask.
Can I tell you?
Please, I'm in suspenders.
Okay, thanks for that. I'm trying to get that image out of my head. So it's a religious belief surrounding the 13th guest at the Last Supper, Judas.
Right, what about the Friday?
And then Jesus' crucifixion was on a Friday.
Oh, there you go.
So that's why it's so unlucky.
So it's very much a Christian tradition, Friday the 13th.
There you have it.
Good to know.
Everyone learned something this morning.
You asked, and now we answered.
Okay, that's what
maybe
we do here.
Maybe you didn't ask, but still
we asked answered. And we answered.
Now, if you're having trouble connecting with your cat or with a cat in your life.
I am, because I don't have a cat.
There you go. Well, you'll have all sorts of trouble. Well, recent research suggests you just need to smile at them more. But it's not how humans do it. I don't know if you've heard about it, but humans show their teeth when they smile.
Yeah.
Right? But a cat squints its eyes and blinks slowly. That's cat smiling.
Okay.
So that's what you got to know. I'd actually heard about this cat smiling, squinty-eyed business before. Scientists from the University of Sussex observed cat-human interactions, and they were able to confirm that this expression makes cats, whether they're familiar with the people they're doing it with or not, approach and be more receptive to humans.
Right.
So there you go. It breaks the ice with a cat if you want to.
You can get them to look at you for long enough.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to look at them, give it a squint, and then slowly blink at it. And they're like, hey, he's flirting with me. Just remember.
Missed us. Stop that.
Cat with a fanning itself. Just remember, it probably won't work on other animals, by the way. I probably wouldn't recommend it for, I don't know, bears or snakes.
don't hang around that long.
Don't try it with a snake. But it might work on management.
I'd be like, what are you doing?
I'm just thinking, maybe try it next time you're asking for a pay rise.
What? Squint at them?
Squinty, slow.
Looks like you're giving them the evil eyes. Give me a pay rise.
Oh, psychological. I'm smiling at you like a cat. Can't you tell?
Or else. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And with the entertainment news that proves there's life on other planets. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Gal Gadot is set to play Egyptian queen Cleopatra in an upcoming flick.
Hey.
She revealed the news on Twitter, writing she will bring the story of Cleopatra, queen of Egypt, to the big screen in a way she's never been seen before.
Right.
To tell her story for the first time through women's eyes, both behind and in front of the camera.
Right.
She's also currently filming the most expensive Netflix feature film to date with Ryan Reynolds and Dwayne Johnson. It's called Red Notice, and it's going to be out sometime next year.
And all we know is that it's the most expensive.
Most expensive. The description says it's a comedy thriller, so a classic Ryan Reynolds film, I'd say.
Comedy thriller.
Yeah. Stevie Nicks has a brand new song out. This one is called Show Them the Way. The music video features a montage of historical moments from the civil rights movement, including past US presidents.
And I said, please God, show them the way. Please God, on this day. Spirit dog, give them the strength. Peace can come if you really want it.
Classic Stevie Nicks right there.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg has revealed a first look at his Animaniacs reboot of old school cartoon classics with the help of Jurassic Park. The Steven Spielberg produced reboot teaser features animated versions of Sam Neill, Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum's Jurassic Park characters stumbling upon the cartoons during an expedition. And the clip is complete with an animated version of Steven Spielberg himself.
Alan, this species of cartoon has been extinct since 1998. I mean, these haven't been seen on TV since the golden era of animation. And
how zany are they?
Oh, to the max. Of course. Then there's Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain? You said you're bringing back Pinky and the Brain?
Mm-mm.
Say it again.
We're bringing back Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, put your head between your knees.
Boingy, 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 boingy.
It looks great.
Steven Spielberg is also now doing Woody Allen impressions, it seems.
There's no word yet when the cartoons will be available to view here in Australia just yet, so hang out for that. Mm. But it does look like Miley Cyrus's 7th studio album will be out next month.
Oh.
In the latest issue of Music Week, they listed all the albums that are set to drop before the end of the year, and Miley's was on it. The title hasn't been confirmed yet, but it's thought to be She Is Miley Cyrus, and she says her new music is inspired by Metallica and Britney Spears. Very interesting.
Wow, that's a varied range.
So it could be some Miley under the Christmas tree this year.
Somewhere in between Metallica
and Britney Spears. Britney Spears.
Okay.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.